This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
I'm often asked about the connection between Israel and the Jewish people. The fact is, the bond between God's chosen people and Israel dates back almost 4,000 years. It began in Genesis chapter 12, when God told Abraham to leave his homeland near Babylon to go to a land that I will show you. God promised Abraham that he and his descendants would inherit the land of Israel as an achuzat olam, an eternal possession. As Genesis 15:18 states, "The Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, 'To your descendants I have given this land.'" Did you know that the Hebrew verb used in the scripture is natati, meaning I have already given, in the past tense, even though this is the first record of God's promise? Rabbinic commentators explain that God had in fact already set aside this land for his people at the time of creation. In other words, Jewish rights to Israel are part of the very fabric of the world and creation. The modern state of Israel created in 1948 was a long-awaited event. But remember, the Jews' return to Israel was inevitable because of biblical prophecy made centuries before. God's will is not subject to world events. When God declares what he intends to do, we can be sure it will come to pass. God's faithfulness should give great hope to Jews and Christians alike.
Learn more about the High Holy Days with inspirational devotions from Rabbi Eckstein. Download a free copy today at ifcj.ca/devotional. That's ifcj.ca/devotional.